All right, everything's good. Okay, at least that's working. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Friday, October 4th, 2024. That's what it's looking like, isn't it? Yeah, it's been a while since you heard that, didn't ya? Isn't it? When was the last morning show I did, I wonder? August 27th of this year, so yeah, it's been a while. I wonder how many weeks that's been. Let me go on my calendar here. It's been a while, I can tell you that much. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's been over a month, I can tell you that much. So, yeah, we've been not doing a morning show for over a month now, but here I am again, back on my feet, reaching for the stars. As Casey Kasem says, I guess you could say, in a way. But anyway, as always, we're just going to do our traditional, 6 segments, I guess, as always, from 8 to 10. So, there you go. But anyway, to kick it off, we're going to read some weather report. Just load this up. Have it loaded up. Oh, well. Go there. Alright. Do that. We'll go to Dallas, Oregon, because this is where we're based out of. Okay, I don't know why it's... You know, it doesn't matter. Not as warm with periods of rain, high 66. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 45 for Friday, October 4th. Current weather, 42 Fahrenheit, real feel 46, so it's pretty cold. Real feel shade, 46. Wind is southwest 1 mile per hour. I think that real feel shade is trademarked. Something made by AccuWeather, don't ask. But the wind is southwest 1 mile per hour. Wind gust is 3 miles per hour. Air quality is fair. Maybe that's why Aunt Lou was having trouble when we were going to the computer shop. And if you're wondering why I went to the computer shop, well, the graphics card in my new computer, well, it died on me. If you're wondering why it died on me, well, you don't want to know. That's all I'm going to say. For the minute cast, the rain is starting in 14 minutes. So yeah, that's going to be fun. Don't forget about Hurricane Helen, too. Yeah, everyone's been talking about that. That happened back in late September, by the way, so I kind of missed out on that. But everyone's still talking about it, though, so there you go. I think we'll just start with the, 3-day forecast for now, for today, for Sunday, just your, weekend planning forecast for today. Not as warm, but with rain, 66 high, 45 low. Tonight will be partly cloudy at the very least, with 91% chance of precipitation. Not as good. Saturday, October 5th, 74 high, 43 low, partly sunny and warmer, clear, so it's a little bit better. But it gets better, though, because on Sunday, October 6th, it'll actually be sunny and pleasant. I highly doubt it, though, but we'll see. 77 high, 44 low. I think that's it for the 3-day forecast. Alright, good enough for me. Alright, let's just get out of this. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But was having problems with another website that was loading commercials on their site, too. So I don't know if my ad blocker stopped working or whatever. I do remember that Chromium-based browsers are trying to block those now because of some thing that's going on. I don't know. Anyway, enough of all that, so, let's see if we can try reading a quick story from the Associated Press. Let's do that. So I don't think I've been on here before. Okay, at least it blocked that. Okay, let's see what we can do here. Is this about Garth Brooks? This is about Garth Brooks. Let's see what this is about. Yeah, we'll worry about that later. Let's close out that. Okay, let's see what this is about. Garth Brooks accused of rape in a lawsuit from hair and makeup artists. This is kind of interesting. Let's see what this is about. A woman who says she worked as a hair and makeup stylist for Garth Brooks alleged in a lawsuit filed Thursday that he raped her in a Los Angeles hotel back in 2019. The woman does not use her name, though, and goes by Jane Roe in the lawsuit filed in the Los Angeles Superior Court. Brooks forcefully denied the allegations in the statement and acknowledged he tried to get a court to stop Thursday's lawsuit from being filed anyway. The woman says in the lawsuit she had worked for Brooks' life, too, country singer Trisha Yearwood, since 1999, and had started also working for Brooks in 2017. She said the assault occurred when she traveled from Nashville to Los Angeles with Brooks, who was performing with soul singer Sam Moore at a Grammy Awards tribute to Moore in October of 2019. Brooks normally traveled with an entourage, but the two were alone on his private jet, and he booked just one hotel suite for both of them, the lawsuit had said. No, I don't want to donate. The woman alleges that in the suite, he appeared naked in the doorway to the bedroom and raped her. The suit says that he then proceeded as though nothing had happened and expected her to do his hair and makeup immediately after. The woman's lawsuit alleges is that earlier in 2019, we're running low on time, I just realized that, when she was at Brooks' home, she had appeared naked in front of her, grabbed her hands, and put them on her on his genitals. Sorry if I couldn't say that right. Brooks filed a preemptive lawsuit also in federal court in Mississippi last month, ironically, in which both him and the woman are anonymous. In court filings in that case, the plaintiff, who going by John Doe, interestingly enough, says the allegations are wholly untrue, and he first learned of them in July when she threatened to publicly sue him unless he gave her millions of dollars. He then asked the judge to stop the woman from intentional infliction of emotional distress, defamation, and false light invasion of privacy. For the last 2 months, I have been hassled to no end with threats, lies, and tragic tales of what my future would have been if I did not write a check for millions of dollars. Brooks' statement said it has been like having a loaded gun waved in my face. You know, I just realized we may just have to read the story next segment, so we'll just do that, because I can tell that by the scroll bar it's going to be a long one, so we'll just read this later. Well, the next segment, I should say, so yeah, there you go. Anyway, I'm just going to go ahead and hurry up and just put this commercial in. At least make an attempt to, alright, come on. Alright, 3 minute break should suffice. Go to the music here. Top 40, yep, that's where it's at. Let's see what we can play here. We're probably gonna go over anyway, I just know we will. Let's play Women. And I guess we'll play Break My Soul. That probably might change, guys. Anyway, we'll be right back with the rest of that story. Go away. Yep. That was Break My Soul by Beyonce. And the other song was called... Let me try to look it up here. Yeah, it was Women by Doja Cat. Okay. Sorry if you couldn't hear me during the last 5 seconds of that song. It looked like you couldn't, but I'll be able to hear it during the final recording, so hopefully you could. I don't think it really matters that much, but I just feel like people have to hear me during the song. It's just what matters. But anyway, as I said before, we are going to finish reading this Garth Brooks story. Ugh. But It's important to us, isn't it? He's a popular country singer. He's won multiple Grammy Awards, maybe CMA Awards. I can't remember. Probably, very likely. But anyway, I think we just left off here. I didn't read this part, though. But we will right now. It says, Brooks said he filed the case anonymously for the sake of families on both sides. I trust the system, I do not fear the truth, and I am not the only man they have painted me to be, that his statement had concluded. The woman's suit also says that Brooks exposed himself to her many other times and talked about sexual fantasies with her and sent her explicit text messages, too. Excuse me. She said she was forced to keep working for Brooks because of financial hardship, which he indeed knew about and took advantage of as well. An email to the woman's attorney asking whether she had reported her allegations to the police was not immediately answered, though. The 62-year-old Oklahoma-born Brooks was the biggest star in country music of the 1990s, with hits including Friends in Low Places, good one, by the way, and The Thunderwolves. That's another good one, by the way, I will admit. He brought arena rock fanatics to his concerts and the pop music sensibility to his recordings as well. He had huge success that went beyond typical country audiences. He married a fellow country star Yearwood later in 2005. There was no immediate response to a message to a Yearwood representative seeking to comment on the lawsuit, though, which is kind of interesting. That might be it for the story. I think all this is just related stories, I believe. Huh. Interesting. Well, I guess we'll just move on to our next part of our segment, which I think would have been food talk, so... Yeah, let's see if we can do that. Let's just do that, yeah. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to read some quick and easy fall dinners. We'll do that. We'll just see them all. We got that. I think what we're going to start it off with, we might only be able to read one recipe today since we finished off the Garth Brooks story. But for now, I think we'll go ahead and read stuff that I think you guys might like. Swiss chard and Italian sausage lasagna. I have made this twice now. My chard grew like crazy. I needed to find something to make. Even my hubby, who really doesn't like veggies, liked this one. He even requested it. Interesting. Okay, opened up a new tab, obviously. It's called Swiss Chard Italian Sausage Lasagna. It was submitted by Lizza at food.com, but it says Lizza at food.com. I don't, I highly doubt that's her, she's a thing at food.com. She's actually, you know what I'm saying. That makes sense, right? Yeah. It's ready in an hour and 20 minutes, but that's completely normal for lasagna, though. There's 18 ingredients, it yields a whole pan. Yes, you can do this, you can make the whole pan. It can serve up to 8 to 10, by the way. Here's the ingredients, these are in U.S. units, by the way. We refuse to go metric. 2 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil, 1 1/4 pounds of sweet Italian sausage. They have to be removed from the casings, by the way, if you're wondering. 3 whole shallots, peeled and sliced. 3 pounds of Swiss chard, cheese, and 3 bunches if you're wondering, actually. 3 large garlic cloves minced, 1 tablespoon of lemon zest, 1 tablespoon of coarse salt, fresh ground pepper, and 2 tablespoons of fresh lemon juice. Interesting. And now for something very interesting, the bechamel. 6 tablespoons of unsalted butter, 1/2 onion diced, 1 1/2 teaspoons of coarse salt, 1/2 teaspoon of red pepper flakes, 1/2 cup of flour, 4.5 cups of milk. She is non-fat, and it does work great, by the way. At least that's what she says in her experience. 12 ounces of Fontina. Probably a cheese, if I had to guess. 1/2 cup of Parmesan cheese. And 6 9 sheets cooked regular lasagna noodles. Or 9 sheets of no-boil lasagna noodles. I don't know if we even have time to read this, but I'll try to rush through it if you want. And I might even be able to post this to my website if we have to, so yeah, but we might just go over. I don't know. We'll see. First, preheat the oven to 400. That's also in Fahrenheit. Make the filling. Heat the oil in a large saute pan over medium-high heat. Add the sausage, crumble, and cook till golden 6 minutes. Transfer the paper towel-lined plate. Reduce heat to medium. Add shallots to the pan with drippings still in the pan. Cook until translucent, about 4 minutes. Add the chard and cook until it starts to wilt, 2 minutes. Add the garlic, lemon zest, salt, and pepper. Cook 3 more minutes. Stir in the lemon juice and remove from the heat. Make the bechamel. Melt the butter in saucepan over medium heat. Add the onion, salt, red pepper flakes. Cook and stir occasionally for 5 minutes. Stir in the flour and cook till a little golden, 2 minutes. Whisk in the milk and simmer on medium for about 6 to 10 minutes until it's thickened. Till it nicely coats back of spoon. Remove from the heat, stir in 1/2 cup. We'll stir in 1/2 cup of shredded Fontina cheese. Yep, that's what it was. Butter a 9x13-inch pan. Spread about 1/2 cup of bechamel on the bottom of the pan. Put 1 layer of lasagna noodles. Top with 1/2 of the charred mixture. Then top with 1/2 of the sausage mixture. Then 1/3 of the shredded cheese. Then another 1/2 cup of the bechamel. Repeat with another layer of the noodles, then the rest of the chard, then the rest of the sausage, another 1/3 portion of the cheese, and then more bechamel. Wow. Finish with a last layer of lasagna noodles. Pour the rest of the bechamel sauce over and top it with the remainder of the shredded Fontina cheese. Sprinkle sparingly with another 1/2 cup of Parmesan over the top. Bake until golden brown and bubbly for about 30 to 35 minutes. And then let it cool for 10 minutes before serving. Well, that was a mouthful. So, yeah, that is all I'm going to do for Food Talk, guys. In fact, I am just going to go ahead and stop it there. I've done enough here as it is. Let's try to hurry up and put this commercial in. Or anyway, I don't know, when I try to put this break in, I might just make the music a surprise. I usually don't like doing that anymore, though, because then it's not really the best. Now, we'll put in Black Eyed Peas, Don't You Worry, first. And after that, we'll put in, Glass Animals Heat Waves, I guess. That might work. I don't know. We'll see. I think it should. I might still go over this a wee bit, but it might be okay. Yeah, that should work. Anyway, coming up in the next segment is TMZ Celebrity News. I think I'm going to challenge myself and read TMZ on the tablet. So there you go. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Heat Waves by Glass Animals and Don't You Worry by the Black Eyed Peas with Shakira and David Guetta. Right here on the Turkey Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Anyway, we are now moving on to our normal stuff again. Yeah, if you can hear me. Oh, yeah, you can. Let me just adjust that a little bit. There we go. TMZ Celebrity News. Yay! So here we go. We're going to kick it off with something a little bit old, but not that bad. Diddy is hanging out with Justin Bieber on Kimmel. Biebs know to keep mum about his house parties. Diddy and Justin Bieber are seen together in a resurfaced 2011 video and their little hangout session on Jimmy Kimmel Live will indeed totally shock you, you know. Check out this clip from February 2011. Diddy was sporting dark shades and sitting side by side with the much younger Biebs, with the host Jimmy Kimmel parked behind his desk, chatting with the famous duo. I'm gonna play this video. You won't be able to see it, but you will be able to hear it at the very least. He knows better. That's the caption for the video. Let's see if we can play this. I don't know if it'll work, but we did get the desktop version, so yeah, that's cool. It did load. Turn it up a little bit. This is from 2011, by the way.
Yeah. To a lot of us, he's like a little brother. You know what I'm saying? He's not afraid to call and ask for advice. He's somebody that, in the industry-wise, the record industry is a strong family. And he's somebody that, you know, we definitely have our arms around and we want to protect him because he's such genuinely a nice person besides his talent. You know what I'm saying? He's one of the greatest kids that you could ever know. Just you.
Yeah, that's the hype Justin Bieber with his pitched voice. Yeah, that's a very young Justin Bieber, I can tell you that much. That's it for that video. Now, the convo started off with Jimmy asking Diddy and Justin what their relationship was about, and if they were collaborating on their music. Diddy did respond, obviously, that they had become friends in a strange way, as you heard earlier, and Justin was like his little brother, unafraid to call and ask him for advice, as you also heard earlier. The music mogul also explained to the record industry was a strong family, and Justin was someone they had their arms around to protect him from vultures in the music business. Diddy described Justin as generally a nice person with lots of talent, adding that he's one of the greatest kids you could ever know, you know. Bieber did smile and shook Diddy's hand, telling Jimmy that the Bad Boy Records CEO had bought him a Lamborghini, but he didn't receive it yet, unfortunately. As you also heard earlier, Jimmy also asked Diddy when Justin could expect that fancy car, and that's when Diddy gave a sunny response that didn't age well. And there is the downfall of Diddy, the indictment, which is available on, and speaking of Diddy, as I said earlier, ironically, you can watch The Downfall of Diddy, The Indictment. It's available for free on Tubi. All you have to do is go to tubi.com and find it on there, and there you go. But anyway, Diddy said that Justin had the Lambo for a day or two, and he had access to the house, and he knows better than to be talking about the things that he does with Big Brother Puff on national television, which we also heard earlier. As everyone in the world knows, Diddy was indeed arrested by the feds for racketeering, sex trafficking, and other serious crimes stemming from his notorious house parties that was involving drugs and prostitution. Diddy did plead not guilty to the federal charges, though, which could land him behind bars for a very long time now. Diddy is currently detained at New York City's Metropolitan Detention Center after being denied bail just twice. That is kind of unfortunate. So, yeah, very unfortunate. So, yeah. Anyway, we already read that. We might have time for one more story, but we might have to make it quick. Rich Homie Quan, Bittersweet Birthday, posthumous album, on day he would have turned 35. We'll just go ahead and just open this up in a new tab, click on it. This is from TMZ Hip Hop, if you're wondering. Rich Homie Quan, Bittersweet Birthday, his posthumous album on day, and he would have turned 35, as I said earlier. Rich Homie Quan's first posthumous album, Forever Going In, was released Friday, which I think was today, I'm not sure if it was today, a month after his death, the day the star rapper would have turned 35. The album looks to capitalize on RHQ's growing streaming numbers, while also memorializing his life. It clocks in at 35 songs. It's called Forever Going In by Rich Homie Quan. Let's see the list here. Yep, and it was right. TMZ was indeed right. It does include 35 songs. This list appears courtesy of Apple Music. 2 Chainz, Lil TJ, Sukihana, Skilla Baby, and more help around out the guest list. And RHQ's family dedicated that project to all the supporters. 34 listed songs, ironically, that's the age I bonus one extra, because tomorrow will be forever be a celebration. My gift to my fans, the estate wrote on Instagram. Rich Homie's funeral services were indeed held on September 17th, and we learned this week that the cause of his death was an accidental overdose of fentanyl and several other drugs. I can't believe people are overdosing on that crap, it's crazy. But anyway, we read 2 stories, that's good enough, so we'll get out of that. And I guess we didn't go over, so I'm happy for that. So there we go. Anyway, let's go to our commercial tab here. And we'll go ahead and put our commercial in, simple as that. Anyway, like I said, Rich Homie Quan, I did not even know he passed away, because I've been more focused on other stuff, like Hurricane Helen. In fact, I wasn't even on the air when Hurricane Helen was going on, because again, it might have been on the air, I just wasn't doing a morning show, really. So, yeah, that's fun. Anyway, I think we are going to play, we're going to play Music for a Sushi Restaurant by Harry Styles, and then after that we will play, I know we have Steve Lacy, yeah, here it is, we'll play that. Now, it's not from Pokemon X, I think it's just from a Now album of whatever, but we'll just say it is. But anyway, we're just playing it, because coming up is Pokemon Go, at least I think it is. It will be. We'll probably play it on the phone for now. You probably won't be able to hear any audio or anything, because I had everything, as far as audio is concerned, turned off on the phone, because, yeah, and I don't know if this will work or not as far as the order is concerned, but hopefully it will. But we shall see. But coming up is Pokemon Go at 9 a.m, of course. And unfortunately, we are not going to be doing Pokemon Sleep this tonight. Well, not tonight, this morning, because, because again, you don't want to know, of course. But anyway, enough of all that. I'm probably just going to go over this a tad bit. I think we're going to do Pokemon Go at 9 a.m. And I think for the last 2 segments, I guess we could play Pokemon Go on the tablet. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Anyway, coming up, as always, is Pokemon Go. We'll be right back. Don't go away. So there you go. Pokemon Go at 9 a.m. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. Quickly, Music for a Sushi Restaurant by Harry Styles. I lost my train of thought there, but anyway, this is the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. We made it to the second half. Good having you with us. Anyway, how many steps did I walk yesterday? I know this is not your business, but almost 3,000. Good work. Good enough for me. But anyway, enough of all that. We're here to play Pokemon Go, so let's do that. Now, I could have just taken this out of silent mode, but since I had music and audio turned off, there's just really no point. Okay, I might just not feed these anyway, because... Yeah, I probably won't, because... Because I don't think I've earned any coins because of it being the next day. Porygon Z needs some attention. Yeah, I'm not going to bother with that. I'll just check here. Yeah, nothing. I only have one task, catch 5 Pokemon. Not really a lot here. You have to spin Pokestops to get more research. So we can't do that right now, but we can at least do the bonus mission at the very least to get the 5 candy berries. Assume there's enough here. Yeah. I'll use an Ultra Ball here. I know you can't hear any of this. But like I said, I had everything as far as audio was turned off, so I apologize for that. So, but I can tell you, I did catch Chikorita with a 3-day catch a day streak. It's actually heavy until I might hold on to this, actually. Yeah, it's worth nothing, but I'm probably going to hold on to it anyway because of its, because of it being heavy and tall. But then again, I probably have seen heavier ones anyway, because it's say of how bigger it was anyway. Probably do this one too. Okay, that was a great curveball, if I'm not mistaken. That stayed in. That's a good sign. Hopefully you can hear me. You can't hear the game audio, but oh well. Okay, that's a freeze star. I can tell you that right there. That will be too big, but I'll can power it up later. I'll worry about that when I get a mission that says to power up a Pokemon so many times. Let's see if we get extra growl of candy out of you. It really would not surprise me to break free. Actually, it will not. I'll probably end up throwing it away if it's worth nothing, which it might be worth nothing. Yep, it's worth nothing. I need defense. Bye-bye. You know what? At least I get the extra Pinet Berries later out of that bonus mission, so there you go. Just great ball on you. There we go. And I apologize if this being more boring without any of the game audio, but the reason why I turned it off was because it just, yeah. Just take him out there. Okay, there's one more, yeah, Jigglypuff. Let's see if we'll get this guy, and then I'll have that mission complete. I think it does this one here. It's an Ultra Ball just to play it safe. Nice curveball, of course. Alright, I think I got that complete. Yeah. Whoa. I also got to catch 88 too. Not quite there yet. Okay, that needs to be thrown away. It's only one as far as its rating is concerned. Alright, there we go. October 2nd. October 2nd, October 3rd, October 4th. Okay. 3 days in a row for that too. Great. Alright, so let's see if there's room in Foursquare. I won't be able to get it right now, though. Actually, may not matter, though. It's not even letting me tap on it. Oh, there we go. As soon as I say that works. Okay, there's no room there, so I can forget about that. But not the end of the world, though, because there's always Old Mill. Yeah, there's always Old Mill, guys. Just saying. Yeah. So we can get in that one, at least. But again, we'll have to worry about that later. But I do know for a fact I'm in at least 2 gyms. They are the ones here by my house. Whoa, what is that? That might have been a power spot. What is this? Oh, it's a power-up at Parrots on a Perch. It's just a Pokestop, but someone, I don't know what's going on there. It looks like someone put power up there. I don't know what happened there. That's weird. But I guess this is all I can do with Pokemon Go. I'm not sure. I pretty much called the Pokemon I got, but at least I got that only mission I had, so that was good. So I'm happy for that. Let's see what's going on here. It's pretty cool. And I don't have any missions. I have to spin Pokestop, so that's kind of obvious. We go to events here. Okay, I don't have anything in events. Interesting. A little special then. Glar calling. Catch 88. Send 8 gifts. Hatch 8 eggs. Evolve a Flakie. Can I evolve a Flakie, I wonder? I don't know. Doesn't look like I can. I still need more candy for it. Hold up. That's good, a problem. Okay, that looks like all I can do here at the moment, guys. Of course, there are Grookeys out there, too, but you can't do the power spots, without walking close. You can't even do those remotely, so that's also kind of disappointing. Let's see, I don't think there's any raids, is there? Yeah, we got one. It's just about to start. In fact, it's probably started by now. Doesn't say where it's at, though. Okay, it's at the mural. It's Cleaver. It's a free star. I don't think I'm gonna bother with that, because I don't know how many I had, but it's I got plenty of those. Yeah, I got like three or four. Four, yeah. And it's just a thing from Cypher and Scizor, so yeah. So yeah, that's kind of interesting. I'll just set that down there for now. I'll probably just leave Pokemon Go up for now in case if something comes up during the commercial break. But anyway, what we're going to do now is, as I just said now, ironically, we are going to put the commercial in. Do need to use the bathroom. Probably do that when I go to break. It's kind of obvious. Alright, we're gonna play Vegas by Doja Cat. Come on, Jesse. Just telling myself you can hold it in. I know I can. Not even be able to, I don't know. Okay, what can we play here? Why don't we play, classic, WizKid, Essence featuring Thames. You never hear that too often. It's mainly from 2020, 21, I don't know, but it's a good classic. We're playing music from 2022, I guess you could say. But who knows? Anyway, coming up is, Vegas by Doja Cat, Essence featuring Thames by WizKid. And I gotta use the bathroom, so there you go. Anyway, coming up, I guess, is Pokemon Go on the tablet. So we'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Essence, featuring Thames by WizKid. And also after that was Vegas by Doja Cat, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. So that was fun. Anyway, we're now moving on to Jesse Well, 22 Free, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys, interestingly enough. Now, I had to load some of it off the air while we were on commercial break because, as you probably remember, I don't know if you remember, but you probably do in a previous episode. I don't know if you do. But, when I got this iPad, for some reason, it likes to get hung up with the, other tablet I was playing on this before. It was an Android tablet, and, the Android tablet didn't do this, but it's only doing it on this iPad, so it's obviously doing something with the other tablet. It's thinking it's, like, I'm cheating or something, I don't know. But anyway, it works now, so we're moving on. Again, we got the catch 5 Pokemon mission with 5 Banant Berries. We might hold on to it. We just see one Pokemon here. Again, I haven't played this on the tablet for a while. We don't really have a whole lot of berries at all. I think we'll just throw a Great Ball here and hope for the best. It'll probably break free. It looked too promising. Yeah, it broke free. I could try a Numberry. I don't want to use the Golden Raspberries, though. Those really don't do much good. Okay, it does look a little bit better, but not as better. I still think it'll... Okay, there it goes. Okay, again, it's a one-day streak, but, of course, that's to be suspected. Actually, it's a new Pokemon, actually. So that does help a little bit. So register that. Probably hold on to it since it's new, of course. That seems to be the only one on here. That's interesting. I thought there was more. Huh. Who knows? Anyway, I don't know what else I can do with the tablet. To be honest with you, let me check the shop here. 319 coins. We could buy the daily Pokecoin Bounty Part 2 ticket. Let's see what this does. I'm probably not going to buy it, though, but we can might try it, but we probably won't. If we do buy it, it probably will happen on the tablet. I might just, I don't know, we'll see. I probably won't do it anyway. Probably not. I might get the Masterwork Research Master Ball ticket if this is special research. Because, at the very least, that won't go away. But looks like it... Actually, it says you must play during the specified time to receive the research. It just says that. That doesn't necessarily mean that it will be timed research. And of course, Solano Community Day is also special research, but none of us are going to buy that, because I know you're already aware of this, but we have gotten plenty of that, of course. In fact, I even gotten one on the tablet, even. I even evolved it to its final form. Yep. Here it is. I got 78 Swaddle Candy here on the tablet. I got way more on my phone. And I'll probably get way more during Community Day, of course. In fact, I also have one more here I can evolve. I just haven't evolved it yet. Speaking of that, which ones are these worth? 2 stars. I might just throw that away, actually. Let me check its IVs again. Defense is a worse. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah, let's throw that one away. Yeah. 282. What are you about? Worst attack, but it's got the best HP. It looks like it was... Yeah, let's just throw it away. I think since it's tagged, it's probably... Yeah, it's 3 stars, but it's very crappy defense, though. What the heck? I think at that point, I'll probably just throw away that 3-star, too. I probably will, yeah. Even with the lowest CP, it will be very hard to evolve, especially power it up. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm even going to throw away this 3-star. It's not worth my sanity. Let's see what you were worth. I'm pretty good at attack, but the defense isn't as good, but Lizio's much better than that other one we saw earlier. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, that's got the best defense. That's a keeper. So yeah, that one will definitely be kept, but obviously I think I know why. I definitely kept that one with the best defense. I just know I did. I just know I did. Anyway, enough of all that. Yeah, 10 minutes can fly by so fast, can it? But anyway, and by the way, that Eevee name trick we tried, I just discovered in Pokemon Go, you can only use it one time and one time only for each Eevee evolution. Once you use it, that you can't use it anymore at all. That's why it wasn't working for me, even for Aunt Lou, because apparently you can only use it once per time, and then you're screwed. You can't use it multiple times. I just discovered that recently, so that was pretty surprising, because I didn't even read the fine print. That was pretty interesting. So once you use it, then you're screwed. You have to just not go with the flow and just use a different one and hope for the best. So, yeah, that's going to be really fun. So there you go. Because apparently, I didn't bother reading the fine print. I thought, oh, you could just use it multiple times. Wrong. You can't. You actually can only use it once per EV evolution. After that, you're done. You can't use it ever again. So, yeah, they kind of worked around that, I guess you could say. But anyway, enough of all that. We're actually running low on time again. Again, I remember back then when I had my show with Daniel, where I do, like, longer segments and everything? We had, like, plenty of time to talk and everything. Well, we're not doing that anymore, unfortunately. We're just going back to traditional ones. Yep, Daniel stopped work with me. But we're not talking about that now. I do have a new DSP that's going to be working me, but I don't think she's ready to work me yet, because she's new to the department. But anyway, like I said, enough of all that. We're just putting our commercial here now. Might as well get it done ahead of time. Anyway, we'll just put this one in, I guess. Makes common sense in a way. Let's see here. This one, I guess. Actually, no, there it is. Okay. That would be a hat 1.5. Now we're up to 2.5 minutes. There's our 3 minute break, of course. For music, let's go here to top 40. I don't have any 2000s music, obviously. Got one more segment coming up. I think we'll just play Pokemon Go on the tablet again, of course. I guess we'll play Elton John and Dua Lipa with Cold Heart, the PNU remix. And then after that, let's see here, what 4 minute songs here we have. If we just play Joji, guys. Running Up the Hill seems too long. I might just play Joji, actually. Yeah, I might just do that. Or Unstoppable by Sia. Seems a little bit shorter than I think, but we could just do Joji, I guess. Yeah. Don't want to do Drake, though. I think that's got explicit stuff in it. Don't want to do Bad Bunny either. Alright. Yeah, let's just do Joji. Glimpse of Us. What the heck. There we go. That'll probably work, hopefully. Anyway, coming up is Elton John and Dua Lipa, Cold Heart with PNU Remix. After that will be Joji with A Glimpse of Us, of course. And for our final segment, again, we'll just play as Jesse Wild 22 Free on Pokemon Go. Of course, I'll redo that. But anyway, enough of all that. We'll be right back right after this with the final segment of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Yep, don't go away. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. that was Glimpse of Us by Joji and Cold Heart, the P&E remix by Elton John and Dua Lipa, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. We're at the final segment, but oh well, it's fun while it lasted. Well, it's still kind of fun, I guess. We're in the final segment, guys, and of course, as you probably guessed, we're still going to play as Jesse Wild 223 again. Apologies for not having any Pokemon sleep. That's just how it's going to have to be. I've already caught 2 Pokemon already for the mission. I did that while we were on break. So I did that off the mic, of course. Now, there is no Pokemon here, of course. For some reason, they're like sparse. They're only like showing up one at a time, which is quite interesting. So I don't know what the heck is going on there. So that's very interesting. Okay. Oh, we got a raid pass, just a regular one. We can open up Umbreon's gift, but yeah, we'll worry about that later. Let's see, let's open up some gifts here. AlexGrade 223, he has the same numbers attached like I do. Quite interesting. It's from Ring Hill Forest Entrance Sign from Woodinville, Washington. Quite interesting. Sticker, Potion, and Stardust. Quite interesting. I can send one back. Sent from the pit stop here in Dallas. It's just a hole for from the park. Well, it's kind of hard to explain, but anyway, we'll attach a sticker to it, of course. We'll send it. There we go. It has some mission, of course. We have open this one up from Alfrix 808, I believe. I think that's it. Yep. It's from Denmark. That's all I'm gonna say, guys. That's all we need to know. Sticker. Ooh, we got an egg. That's nice. They tend to be pretty good, but sometimes they'll hatch into the same Pokemon most of the time. I just started to realize that. Next up, Bumberlinga with Regigigas from Lativa. That's all we need to know. Again, sticker, a ball, Ultra Ball to be specific. Alright, Crowley has feels, huh? Open that up, then. It's from Old Mill, of course. But you can hear their commercials here on our station, too. Sticker, Potion, Berry, Stardust. Very nice, of course. Can't go wrong without those. On to the next one. Where's this from? Bay Lake, Florida, from Oscar Super Service. If I had to guess, it's probably a car service center. Alright, I got more stickers there, balls, and all sorts of fun stuff there. There you have it. Grow sand balls. We'll try to open this up. Alright. It's from Finland, that's all we need to know. More stickers there. Cool. It's probably for Swaddle. It was for Swaddle. It's probably for the community day, if I would have to guess. Java Garden with Flat Sprayed, it's just a Dragonite. From Klamath Falls here in good old Oregon, it's Yelcaboose and Altamont. Not sure that is. Alright, sticker, potion, and a ball, and more balls. Great. Can never go wrong without those. That might be it. Actually, yeah, that might be good enough. But we can try opening up more until the bag gets full. This is from White City, Oregon, at the White City Community Playgrounds. Okay. More stickers, more potions, more stardust. By the way, the stardust and the stickers don't take up space in your bag. Alright. Open this up. It's from here in town, Dallas, Oregon. Steve Memorial Rock Trading Post. Not sure what that is, but it's here in town, here in Dallas. Look it up. More swaddle stickers and balls and stardust. Yay. I'm probably going to get a lot of experience out of all this. I just realized that. I don't know if you were able to hear that. I think it was just some machine that's going off about diabetes. Don't ask. I think we're running low on time, but this is from Wellington, New Zealand, the Bay Road Geometric Mural. It doesn't matter, though, because we're not going to open it up because our bag's full. So we are now officially done. But we can use this lucky egg, though, to get 30,000 experience. That was my last one, of course. I don't know it'll make any difference, though. Yeah, I know my bag is full. What a coincidence. Let's just do this. Let's just throw away some Pokeballs here. I don't need that much. Okay, that should suffice. And I think we're good enough for now, guys. I don't think there's any Pokemon here. Actually, there is a Pikachu here. We'll try to catch it, but I feel like it ain't gonna work. Yeah, it's 577. Do I have any? Well, I have a Pinet Berry. We'll try that. We'll try an Ultra Ball. It's probably gonna break free. These ones are very infamous for that. Yep, it broke free. Just I thought. Try one more Pinet Berry if it'll work. And let's see what the outcome is. Okay, it stayed in that time. Second time's a charm, I guess, in a way you could say. Only one star. Let's just say goodbye to it. Shut up. There we go. Alright, that's enough of all that. Anyway, we're just going to go ahead and include it here, guys. Let's go ahead and put the last commercial in. Okay, it's just going to be 3 minutes. I better hurry up. But I don't need really to hurry up, but better just do it anyway. 3 minutes out to do the trick. And to finish it off, we're going to finish it off with Elton John and Britney Spears. Hold Me Closer. Ironically, we were playing Elton John earlier, but that was with Dua Lipa, though. And to officially close it off, we'll have Adele, Easy On Me. How about that? I might have to go over it. I thought Easy On Me was a little bit longer, though. But I might end but look at it the wrong time. I don't know. I could just play Bad Bunny instead, but man, it doesn't seem right at all. So there you go. Anyway, enough of all that. Thank you for listening to the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Friday, October 4th, 2024. Seems weird playing stuff from 2 years ago, but at least it ain't stuff from the 2010s. I mean, it could, but it isn't. Anyway, I guess on Saturday and Sunday, no morning show. It's just going to be countdown programs, I guess. Yay. When's our next morning show? October 7th. It depends if they get my computer fixed by then. Probably not. We'll see what happens. Because they did have to order the supply for the video card. That does take a while. But anyway, I might have to go over. Anyway, like I said, what happened to the video card was I spilt juice all over it. And it fried. I basically shot myself in the foot for it, in a way, I guess you could say. But anyway, I'm not really going to talk about that right now. Anyway, what happened was I fried the video card. That's all I'm going to say. Anyway, thanks for listening to the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. And I will hopefully see you on Monday, assuming that I do one. If not, you'll see that always. But anyway, till next time, goodbye, everyone. See you on Monday, hopefully. But until next time, goodbye.